Research being conducted by North Carolina State University is expected to assist in the development of strategies to reduce the movement of disease-causing pathogens from farm to farm. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of research funded by the Swine Health Information Center, North Carolina State University is assessing the risk of disease transmission associated with swine transport vehicles. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter explains researchers have developed a computer modeling technique to track vehicle movements from farm to farm, from the farm to the truck wash, and back to the farm.
Sure. So when you think about those vehicles moving from farm to farm, you can think about aspects of transport biosecurity, which may improve biosecurity between farms should a vehicle need to visit multiple farms. So you can think about, of course, truck washes as the most sort of forefront to our mind thinking about that. We can also think about, of course, car washes, as these vehicles also transport personnel and workers between one farm to the next. We can think about what are the PPE biosecurity protocols that we can put in place for not only the drivers of the vehicles, but is there anything, again, that we can do to the vehicles themselves, whether that be downtime, washing, reducing the frequency of visits, going from high biosecurity farms or high health farms to lower biosecurity or those farms that we know are infected with certain pathogens. So there are certainly mitigation strategies that we can take into place once we fully understand what this true network is between farms and between washing stations with each of these vehicles.
Dr. Niederwerter expects the project to be completed by May, at which time a full report, including mitigation strategies to reduce the risks, will be released. Details on the project can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.